Kix 106, getting ready for the big St. Jude walk run to end childhood cancer tomorrow on the St. Jude campus. So excited to be joined by the man himself, Rick Shadyac from St. Jude.
Hey, this is Rick Shadyac.
Yeah, that's what the last guy called in and said. I think everybody wants to be Rick Shadyac this morning.
What's up, Dwayne? How are you, bud?
Good, man. Abby and I are hanging out, getting ready for this big St. Jude walk, and it's one of the absolute most incredible events because it's on the campus.
It's very cool because it's on the campus. I agree with you, my friend.
It's so encouraging just to be out there with such a huge group of people, you know, who have the same mission, and so many patients and families, too.
I think the patients and the families are the most inspiring part of it. When you see some of them even pushing, you know, their kids in wheelchairs and things like that, I mean, if you're not deeply moved, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
I remember the last time we were there, it was a couple of years ago, you could see some of the patients looking out some of the windows.
In the Target House.
Yeah.
Tri-Delta Place. And that's just so cool to know. They can't come outside and be a part of it because whatever's going on medically, but they are looking down and seeing all these people that are there for them.
They're cheering everybody on and wishing that they were going to be out there, but you guys are giving them hope that they, in fact, we'll be out there next year.
Now, Rick, how many cities participate in a walk run?
We're going to have 63 communities nationwide during Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, which is September. So it's the whole nation coming together to remember that despite all the progress that we've made with childhood cancer, cancer remains a leading cause of death by disease in U.S. kids today. And sadly, one in five children diagnosed today in the United States will still die from childhood cancer.
We have a goal to stop that.
We sure do. And you know, this has been our mission since we opened our doors in 1962, and we've made remarkable progress, taking the survival rates from 20% to over 80%. And we're not going to stop until no child dies from cancer.
What can people do to be part of that mission?
Register and participate in the walk run, which is going to take place right here in Memphis. You can walk for $10. You can run for $20. And all you need to do is go to our website at St. Jude, that's stjude.org/walkmemphis.
And I want to let everyone know, when we say walk, I'm not speed walking. We're walking along.
And having conversations.
Yeah, talking,
and
having a good time.
It is, it's a party.
It is just a very nice early morning leisurely walk, if that's how you want to do it.
That's right. It's designed that way. It's supposed to be a family-friendly walk, and people go at their own pace. We let the runners go off first, and all of those great folks will go get their exercise, and then the rest of us will come up behind and remember why we're there and high-five each other and compliment each other and check out, you know, all the different ways people are dressed, and it's a really festive, festive day.
Right.
And we got room for your team. Or you want to join a team?
Hey, join ours. Kids
that's
for
right.
Kids.
We got room for you.
Nothing better than joining the Dwayne and Abby team, right? Come on, Memphis, let's all get behind this because we got to raise over $1 million just here in Memphis because our goal across the country is $13 million, and Memphis is always number one. So I know this community will not let us down.
All right, get out and register today at stjude.org/walk. Memphis, right, Rick?
You got it. That was perfect, Abby. Thank you.
We really appreciate your time.
Always a privilege. Thank you all.
Don't miss the St. Jude walk run to end childhood cancer on the campus of St. Jude. Registration starts at 7. The walk starts at 9. Join our team, make a donation, or just show up. Details at kix106.com.